I always try to fulfill that promise with my whole self whenever I give a performance on stage. Now when I look back, I also see the waves those wings have created beneath them. Or rather, the path my own boat has carved out through those waves. It would not be different for anyone else, really, whether singing is your job or not. Everybody has their own story. My story is, of course, my song, my own melody, which is my life. Now I'd like to tell that story a little. Chapter 1. From Soul with Love. Years ago, when I revisited the book I wrote in my early 30s, I was thinking about my mom. On every page of that book, I sang a hymn for her, about how she dedicated everything to giving me everything I needed, with ever unwavering support and love. How she crossed seas just to bring me food and comfort while I pursued my dream around the world. And how I am just so grateful for her. But then I realized, while reading the latest interviews I'd given to the Korean media, that I was painting a slightly different picture there. I was, for the first time, saying that I, in fact, harbor grudges towards my mom. How she didn't even open the house doors for me to let me in if I didn't finish the 8-hour daily piano practice when I was a little girl. How I thought she had projected her own distant dream onto myself, her only daughter, as she was raising 3 kids as a housewife in Seoul, instead of pursuing a dream to become a singer herself. Did it mean I really changed my opinion of my mom so bitterly and drastically over the years? Probably not. I think the eye that can really assess one's own parents as equal human beings only opens up after a certain age. I don't mean you become detached or cold-hearted towards them. This is a reassessment based on a deeper understanding and empathy, with a mature self that can consider the parents as just fallible fellow human beings that live out their own lives. It's not just parents either. The height and depth of your perspectives change about your childhood memories and emotions past middle age. When you are young, childhood is but a distant memory. I find that when you get older, childhood memories come rushing back vividly, as does the emotion, totally unexpectedly, which was surprising at first. The grudges and the longing, the strength and the colors of such emotions also feel different than in younger days. It's one of the benefits of middle age, I guess, that one can allow ambivalence in emotion and values to some extent. I do acknowledge now that part of me does hold grudges against my mom. It's been, what, a decade or more since the Asian way of parenting, called Tiger Moms, has drawn attention around the world. I do not think that now, even in Korea, there are many parents left who force their children into spending half of their waking hours practicing musical instruments just because they show a little talent from the age of 4. Such things were possible in my childhood as, admittedly, the public awareness on children's rights or educational development needs remained low during the 1970s to 1980s, when South Korea was still going through a developing country phase. A mother who repeatedly tells her daughter not to marry a man, warning her that otherwise she'll end up like herself, doing the daily dishwashing, cleaning, and other chores. A mother who asks her 6-year-old daughter to pursue a dream she couldn't, to become a darling for everyone in the world, traveling as a popular singer? Some might think emotional abuse nowadays.